This is KUNM. I'm Rita Daniels. Before the end of the year, New Mexico officials will have to make a decision about water development here in the state. They'll decide what will happen to the Gila River. It's a decision that's been 10 years in the making. But as details emerge, some lawmakers and scientists are worried about the future of New Mexico's last free-flowing river. Laura Pasquez has the story.
We're standing on the banks of the northern Rio Grande, about 40 miles downstream of Colorado. We're next to a small diversion, which waters some pasture and a garden in the village of Pilar.
Well, this is a push-up dam. It's, this is the way that most acequias get water out of streams, is to put a lot of rocks and brush in there, and it raises the head. You can see a little pool up there, and it forces it down into this ditch here. And
that's Steve Harris, river guide and river advocate. This year, he was paying close attention to the New Mexico legislature, especially to a bill protecting the Gila River. Down on the Gila, in the southwestern corner of the state, small farms already take water from the river. But unlike the rest of New Mexico's rivers, the Gila is free of big infrastructure.
It's a funny river because, it may run tens of thousands of CFS in a spring runoff event or a monsoon event. Almost always in June and July and August, it runs dry. But it is a precious thing.
Right now, the Gila River's fate is up in the air. Thanks to a series of court decisions and federal laws, New Mexico will have to decide. Take $66 million in federal funding and use that for conservation projects in southwestern New Mexico. Things like making farms more efficient, harvesting rainwater, towns could fix leaky pipes. Or New Mexico can pipe water from the Gila River, store it in nearby arroyos, then try selling it to farmers, cities, or corporations. Do that, and the state gets another $34 million. But that won't cover the $350 million price tag to divert the Gila. State Senator Peter Wirth wonders about that gap in funding.
When I look at the Gila, it just doesn't come close to being a diversion project that really makes sense. At least it hasn't been shown to me yet. Just the amount of water for the amount of dollars involved in getting that water. And then you're talking about one of the last free-flowing rivers in the West.
Wirth introduced a bill directing New Mexico to choose conservation over diversion during this year's state legislative session. Norm Gaum testified in favor of the bill. He's the former director of the Interstate Stream Commission, which will decide what happens on the Gila. Gaum says the project's engineering plans are flawed.
This project is really a leftover from the era of water development, which hit its heyday in New Mexico a century ago.
Gaum says he's also wary that a state study overestimates how much water could be taken from the river, especially as the climate warms and snowpack decreases. The Senate never voted on the bill, which didn't even pass the Conservation Committee. But scientists worry that the diversion project will go forward despite widespread opposition. Tom Turner cringes when he hears fish versus farmers. That is, we can use the water for farms, cities, industry, or protect rivers, fish, and wildlife. Turner's a professor at the University of New Mexico. He's worked in the Gila for almost two decades. He says ecosystems are like economies. The more diverse they are, the more resilient they are.
When people talk about this in economics, they say, well, a diversified portfolio tends to withstand economic turmoil. A diverse community can withstand environmental changes much, much better because of the subtle interactions of species.
In public meetings, state officials have appeared to favor the diversion plan. But Esteban Lopez, director of the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission, says that's not so.
In the past 2 years, probably even longer, there's been numerous times in which it's been alleged that that we've already made a decision that there will be a diversion. I don't think that that's true at all. I know that our commission has not made a decision.
Interstate Stream Commission staff are still considering all the different proposals, some conserving water or those diverting it from the Gila River. This fall, they'll make a recommendation to the actual commissioners, currently 9 men appointed by Governor Susana Martinez. For KUNM, I'm Laura Paskus.